you're really good at this.
It was my dream to do ASMR at one point.
ASMR. What are we snacking on today?
Today, we don't have the original, but...
No shame. I don't know what you guys are doing, but you need to bring back the original onion rings.
You know, the onion rings.
Apparently, though, this is the onion rings now, but yeah. It's the carby one.
Yeah.
And it's just not what we know.
Mm-hmm.
Not what we grew up with. Mm-hmm. So this will do today for the pod, but today we have our onion rings.
Yeah.
안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
We're your hosts. Oh, to the pod. Should we be saying our tagline?
Sure.
Where we peel back the layers,
layers of our
friendship,
culture,
and identities.
Yay!
I'm Lois.
And I'm Irene, your internet bestie.
Okay. Yum.
Or we hope so.
I don't know. What are we talking about today?
Today's a fun one.
Yeah.
Today. We're going to tap into
Gen Z versus millennial things.
Yes. We're on the millennial end, but this will be fun.
We're 94, 93 babies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we are millennials.
Yes.
Yeah. But I feel like I have a little bit of Gen Z like in my heart.
Because
I feel like because of TikTok and stuff and me trying to stay young and relevant.
Exactly. It keeps us young.
But then I see what Gen Z, like the actual trends, and then I realize like, oof, I'm a millennial. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, I try to keep up with the lingo, but in preparing for this episode, there's some words where I'm like, dude, I didn't even know that was a thing.
I know.
So I'm learning through this.
I should have done more research, but at the same time, I'm just like, I can't keep up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that already makes me a millennial that I'm saying I can't keep up.
Yeah. we gotta keep we gotta keep up with the times, Lewis. Come on.
Oh my gosh. What are the cool kids saying these days? What's
okay, you want me to go first?
Yeah. Because okay. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, reminder, I work in social media, so I have to know certain things.
Yeah.
But even these, I was like, huh? So I'm going to give you the word.
Uh-huh.
And how about you give me what you think it means?
Okay. I might know it.
You might. You know what?
Are these words you don't know, though?
I didn't know.
Okay. I feel like if you don't know, then I don't know.
You know, but I want to believe in you. Maybe
okay,
you'll get
okay, okay,
yeah.
okay.
And then maybe we could talk about, like, why it is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Or like, well, if we can make up our own definition, what we would do.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's go in.
Okay.
This one is an easy one, I hope.
Okay.
You know, start off light.
Okay. Yeah.
Big yikes.
What? Big yikes?
Big yikes.
I feel like I've said that before, or I feel like, isn't that just like, ooh, yikes, but like big yikes?
Can you use it in a sentence? Like, you're not very clear.
Okay, like something really embarrassing happened. Ooh, big yikes. Oh, God.
But what? Okay, what's another word you would use? Like, what's a synonym to big yikes? So I want to see if you understood it.
Oh, I don't know. It's not just yikes, but like emphasis on the yikes.
Well, from my research, it says yuck. Like, ugh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. But in what context, like in referring to like an actual yucky thing or like a person, like people, or
I think it's like whatever you find yucky. Like, oh, like she like did something big yikes, you know, like
okay.
I don't know.
Like, oh, she was vomiting all day yesterday. Big yikes.
Big yikes. Maybe. It's my guess. People can correct us if they need.
I feel like already people are watching this and be like, oh gosh.
Okay, but if we can make up our own definition.
Big.
What would you.
Of big yikes?
Yeah.
I think it's that.
Just like.
Like something so embarrassing or like so dramatically bad that it's like instead of just not even just being like, ooh, yikes. I'd be like. Big yikes.
It's a dramatization.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. You want to go next?
I don't have any lingo except for skibbity. The only one that I literally don't know and don't understand still is the skibbity toilet thing. What the heck is the skibbity toilet?
I actually don't know. I want to be educated.
I don't know either. Okay.
What
we're going to
you know?
Have to look it up because that's like literally the only thing I know.
Okay.
skibbity.
I thought you were going to say like skibbity doodah.
No.
Skibbity doodah, skibbity doo.
Do you know that song?
No, I don't. Skibbity doodah. Is it from?
My oh my, what a wonderful day.
Where is it from?
What is that? I don't know. Plenty of sunshine.
But you know the word.
Heading my way.
Skibbity doodah, skibbity yay. But it's weird how we knew.
I know. I don't know where that came from, actually. I'm having a weird moment. Trippy. Okay, Skibbity Toilet is... Oh, it's from like a YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
What is the deal with Skibbity Toilet?
Mm-hmm.
It's... What? It means either bad or cool, depending on context.
Okay, I used in a sentence.
Oh, while Skibbity originally has no inherent meaning, it's evolved into a slang term, meaning either bad or cool.
So,
I literally.
So, how would you phrase that in a sentence?
Okay, there's like these pictures coming out that are really creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Like a guy's head in a toilet, but the guy's head is like really creepy. So,
I wonder what inspired.
I like don't
a toilet
know.
Visual.
And then there's Skibbity Toilet Riz.
Yes.
Is Riz on your list?
No, because it's too easy.
Yeah.
But I did see that too. Yeah. Skibbity Toilet Riz. I'm like,
what?
I'm
That's like, so weird.
Like, it kind of got me.
That's so weird. I don't know.
But, okay, so how would you use Skibbity in a toilet?
I don't toilet even know. I need the Gen Z people
help us
to teach me because I don't know. And what's crazy is that when I see kids using it, it's mm-hmm. like, I don't even know if they're considered Gen Z. Like, it's really young kids saying it.
Like babies.
Like, okay, not babies, but like, what's after Gen Z? Is it Gen Alpha or no? Maybe? I don't know. I just like, I see like elementary kids using it.
Oh.
It's kind of weird. Oh, so then I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really weird.
Well, if I had it my way, a Skibbity Toilet, I think would be like, you had a bad stomach ache. And you're like, I really gotta use the restroom. So I gotta skibbity doodah to the toilet.
Skibbity doodah.
I gotta go. It's like, you know, when you have the runs, like, and you just gotta.
You gotta
skibbity doo. Like,
we just made a new word, skibbity doodah.
Like, okay, I'll give it to you in a sentence. Like, hey, I had some really bad shrimp last night. And before we go out, I gotta skibbity doo to the toilet. So give me a 30 minute. Right? I feel like that makes more sense.
No, it does. It does. I just don't understand why Skibbity Toilet is like a thing. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand what that means.
Yeah.
And it sounds weird. It doesn't sound like a verb or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like Skibbity Toilet. It's like a noun.
Yeah.
So like what could it even mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not me getting all technical about my grammar. Uh-huh. But you know what I mean?
The teacher in you is coming out. It's coming up.
Excuse me. It's a noun. What are we even saying?
No, literally, I'm like, I feel like people are just making things every
year.
You
know? I'm just really curious.
Like, we just got into Riz, you know, charisma.
Yeah.
Okay, things are making sense.
Yeah.
But as the years go on, it's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Or as months go on.
I don't know.
Well, okay, you don't have a lot for me, but I have a lot for you.
Yeah.
Okay. And guys, just for reference, a couple, maybe a year or so ago, or maybe like when this was a word, I was like, wig snatched, and like Lois didn't even know what that meant. So you know,
you said waist snatched.
No, wig snatched.
Oh, wig snatched.
And it was a very like,
wait, refresh my memory.
Wig snatched, like, it's like, how do I explain it?
I feel like
it's like when you. This. My reference could be wrong, but like her outfit was so fire, my wig is snatched.
Oh.
You know, but I can't give you the one word.
Uh-huh. I do need to say your outfit, though.
Oh, thank you.
Wig is snatched.
I'm trying to match it with
It's giving,
pillow.
Like, posh pajama.
Yes.
Like.
Sets her in.
Yeah.
Yeah, sets her in. And I want to be comfy on our couch here.
I love it.
But if I said wig snatched incorrectly, please correct me.
Because
that's how I think it is. But anyways.
Wig is snatched.
Like. Lois and friends of mine like wouldn't know that because I'm like one of the few that work in social media for many years, and so this is a big test for Lois. These are like five notches above wig snatch, okay?
Oh,
because
God.
When I was researching, I was like, Okay, next one. Finna.
Oh, yes. I've heard that before. I don't know. Like, it's like kind of like within like hip hop and like, like Ben like watches his videos with like athletes and stuff who say that. Isn't that just like another way of saying like gonna?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. You got one. Okay. See? Okay, I'm confident. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, like,
finna go. Is it a Gen Z thing or is that like,
I don't know.
Gosh.
Finna go to the mall. Finna go to the mall.
You can't say finna gonna.
No, finna going to the mall. Finna go to the mall. Like, gonna go, going to is finna, and then go to the mall.
But then why would you say finna gonna go to the mall?
Oh, no. Finna go to the mall.
I'm gonna go to the mall.
I'm finna go to the mall.
God, I feel like
I would feel so awkward. I would feel awkward saying that.
Swag to say something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Ben needs to say it.
Yeah.
Ask him later. Be okay. Like, can you say this line? Finna.
Oh my god, we're gonna get judged so hard.
What if my pronunciation is bad and I'm finna something else?
Finna. Like, fish fins.
So if we had our own way, what would you. New meaning. What would finna mean?
Finna? I don't know. I mean, I feel like the thing that makes the most sense is gonna. So like that's something that makes sense for me.
It's a solid. Yeah. It's a solid.
There's
okay.
some other ones where I'm like,
what? We give it 100. We give it 100. Yeah. All right. This is a fun one. Guap.
What?
Guap.
Guap?
Guap.
Like, why you say it like that? Guap.
It has to have swag.
Wait, like G-U-A-P.
Yeah.
Guap?
Guap.
What the hell? I've never heard that.
Yeah. When I read the definition, I was like, oh, okay.
Guap?
Guap.
Okay, can you put it
in not a guac, sentence? Guap.
I know. Can you put that in a sentence? Oh, actually, I'll just guess.
Yeah.
Or, gosh, guap? Okay, I don't know why it reminds me of, like, wop.
What? Okay.
I don't even know what that means. Guap?
Oh, do you want to know what that means?
I know what that means. But wait.
I feel like we're doing a spelling bee where I'm like,
no, I literally like
the origin.
Please use it in a sentence.
You're like, can you say like guap? Guap.
Please say it one more time. Oh my god. Okay, I have absolutely no clue. Can you use it in a sentence for me, please? I need to use my lifeline or whatever.
I only know the term, so if I use these incorrectly in a sentence, please forgive me. Okay. But I hope to have a lot of guap for future endeavors.
What? I hope to have a lot of guap for future endeavors?
Yeah.
Like luck?
So I can do big things.
Okay, does it mean like luck?
No.
Or like, I don't know. What does that mean?
Large sum of money.
Oh, that's how you would use it though? I
probably am using it wrong, but like, I'm just trying to help you out from what I've researched.
Okay.
See, I've had to research. This is great.
Oh, yeah. Guap. Okay. Interesting.
Guap. It kind of makes sense though. I feel like it flows.
Yeah.
Guap. Yeah. I can't stop thinking about guap.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But then also guac. And guac is money.
Guac is money.
It is money.
Like, gotta get that guac.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Oh.
Gotta get that guac. But they just...
Like, I have guac money.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, people say, like, I have guac money.
Uh-huh.
So maybe they just put it together
P,
and it's
they put
guap.
A P instead of a C. They're yeah. Like, we need to change it up. Okay. So we would still put it as money.
Guap. Yeah.
Let me think.
I don't know. I feel like it sounds like a sound effect though.
Yeah.
Like something someone would say when they like do a move or like, ooh, guap. Like,
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that.
I feel like we're guap. So cringe right now. Guap. Gosh.
Guap. Like
guap.
Something about it feels
guap.
Cool.
Yeah. Guap. Like something someone would say like in on a dance floor or like during a dance battle when someone's doing like, a cool move, guap. Like guap.
Like mic drop. Guap. Like, you know? Instead of mic drop, it's like guap. Like what? Like, you know? Okay.
Yeah, I don't, God. Okay. I don't know.
All right. This is another fun one.
Okay.
So that was guap.
Mm-hmm.
This is gap.
Okay.
Pronunciation is important, okay? Do you need an ascendant? Do you need Ready? Ready?
Yeah. No.
No, I swear. I swear. Oh, pillow down, pillow down. Pick it
up. Oh my god. I'm crying. There's no way. I'm pretty sure the second time you said it was
Wait, say it again?
No, but I'm just dying. Can you spell it for me, please?
The origin? Okay.
Yes.
G as in guac, Y as in yellow, A as in apple, T as in time.
Yeah. Literally. Does it come with an exclamation point, or are you just saying it like that?
When you say this in public, it just, you just have to.
Okay.
Like, it just comes with it. Yeah. You can't just say this like, yeah, it has to be, yeah. Like, it just has to be. I'm not even joking. Like,
you've heard this said before? Like, you've seen this.
I have.
I've never heard this before.
So what do you think it means?
Oh my god, I can't even think of a situation.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe when someone's, like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of...
Are you crying?
I'm crying so much.
Don't be emotional, okay? These are just words that we're learning.
I don't know, like, I don't know. What? I need to know, please. Okay,
it's a toughie. Okay, ready? Girl, your ass is thick.
Oh.
Girl, your ass thick. So
oh, you see, stands for that.
Yeah, so you see why there has to be attitude. Like, girl, your ass thick, you know? And the club, like, yeah, get you.
Oh my god, I never heard of that before.
Yeah,
This is gonna be a not kid friendly episode, I guess. That's so funny.
Okay, if you had it your way.
Wait, this is a Gen Z slang?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Gosh, okay.
Yeah, starting them young here. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
If you could have it your way, what would it be? Gyat.
I just feel like it's like something like rappers would say. Like, it sounds like a thing, like, something, yeah.
for me, it sounds like a car flex. Like, you know those car people? Like, they're like it's like something cool. Like,
okay.
Look at my car.
Uh-huh,
like, let me
check
out,
check under my hood. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Like, yeah. Like
wait, oh. You say it so good. No, I can't like, say it like that.
Like, I got any rim.
Oh. Guap. With my guap?
I got new rims with my guap.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Wow, I should make new things.
My God, yeah.
I should make new definitions.
I literally never heard of that.
But doesn't that feel right? Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, like something you would say as like just like a
yeah,
like emphasize. Like yeah. Like yeah,
don't mess with me, like I detailed my car.
Yeah,
yeah. See, it doesn't work with like
yeah,
I got a promotion.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't work, right? But like the car works.
Like something like actually cool. Mm-hmm. Like yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my don't God. Cry, don't cry.
I'm so... Cause
the next one's gonna get
you.
Oh
god, you. Okay. What's the next one? I'm unwell.
Let's have a moment.
I know. I didn't think we would need like a Kleenex tissue box for this one.
Okay. This is gonna throw you for a loop because I was like, this is one where I'm like, Okay. Phantom tax.
What? Phantom tax?
Phantom tax.
I don't know why my brain goes to phantom attacks. I need to know the spelling.
Phantom text. F as in fan. A as in apple. N as in Nancy. U as in umbrella. M as in Mary. And then tax.
T-A-X?
Yeah.
But it's one word, phantom tax.
Two words. Two
oh,
words.
Phantom tax.
Yeah. A country of origin. I'm not sure.
I'm assuming it's like, it has to do with money then. Like,
Is that your final answer?
Phantom tax. Yeah, I don't know. A money-related slang term. I don't know.
Okay, like, what would you do with that money?
Phantom tax. Oh, I don't know. Maybe, like... maybe when something costs too much, that's when you use it.
Okay, so...
Sentence. Like, something was marked up too high. Uh-huh. Oh, that Gucci bag's $500. Phantom tax.
Oh, it's like too much.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's like
you can't believe
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Like, please.
Uh-huh.
Okay. No. Okay.
What does it mean?
Definition is stealing food between friends.
Phantom what?
Tax. Exactly. I know.
Wait. Stealing food between friends. Yes. Okay, so how would you say it? Like, if I stole your food, would I say it or would you say it because I stole
from you? I'm like, Lois, phantom tax. Oh. I guess.
Like, you're eating some fries, like, you don't like to share your fries.
Like, we got In-N-Out, and I was like, hey, like, do you want a shared, like, plate of fries?
Uh-huh.
And you're like, nah.
Nah.
So I'm like, okay, you get your burger.
Yeah, yeah.
I get the fries.
But then I start taking your
yeah, food. And I'm like, bro. Phantom tax. Oh. Maybe that's my guess.
But from my research,
uh-huh.
It's from a popular YouTuber.
Oh.
That his name is Phantom.
Oh.
And he came up with the term.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. I believe so.
Okay.
From my memory of my research. Wow. But that's a fun one.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Because I'm like, I wouldn't know how to guess. Like, yeah. That's a hard one.
I should say that to Ben.
Yeah.
Because he does that.
You know what? You should just throw it tonight at dinner.
Yeah.
And just be like, phantom text.
Yeah.
And don't even explain.
Yeah.
just start using these words and don't explain to him for like 2 weeks. And then, like, just.
Dude, you close escrow? Guap.
Guap. Yeah. Just don't explain. Like, if he's like, huh? I'm like, and just say something. Like,
but I feel like Ben's actually a lot more, like, caught up on.
I don't know, man. Phantom text? I don't know.
Yeah, that's I'm okay with that one.
Okay, do it and report back to us.
Yeah,
let us know how it goes.
I should record it.
He's a hip dude.
Yeah
but we want to see this. We want to see you saying yeah and what and you finna do this. okay, this one could be in our vocabulary.
Okay.
Negative aura. Yeah,
I feel like I've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it in the context on TikTok, like, how many aura points did I lose when blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Like, kind of like your vibe, right? Or your reputation. Mm-hmm. Like, you have a negative aura. Is that?
Mm-hmm. Is that your guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, not bad.
Okay.
It's not cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like,
because you're losing points, mm-hmm. I guess. So, like, not cool.
So, like.
Like, she has, like, negative aura.
Yeah. Okay.
Which, I feel like
that's pretty straightforward.
Like, the words themselves give that vibe. Like,
yeah.
That's not cool. Like,
uh-huh.
Negative aura.
Uh-huh.
Like, I want good vibes only.
Uh-huh. You know? I think what makes
good vibes is very millennial.
I feel like what makes it Gen Z is the way they say it.
Yeah.
In the moment.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
I could
millennials would be like, oh, she's giving off a negative aura.
Yeah.
But Gen Z would just be like, she said that? Negative aura. You know what I mean?
It's like attitude.
Yeah,
negative
yeah.
aura. Like, stamping.
Yeah.
Negative aura. Okay. All right, this one, Sigma.
Oh, I feel like I heard this one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, Sigma?
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh, I'm being tested. Sigma.
It's also the like Roman numeral, I think, or like
character. Uh-huh. I feel like I've heard some kids say this, but I can't.
In school?
Not in school, not in my classroom, mm-hmm. but I feel like I heard some kids say this. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it means, though.
Mm-hmm. Sigma, no guess?
Sigma. Oh, I don't know why it feels like kind of on the top of my head. Yeah, I don't have a guess.
Okay. The best. Alpha. Popular.
Oh.
Popular. So how
would you use that?
Like, it's my guess. These are all my guesses. Uh-huh. But, like, if I were to put it in a sentence, it'd be like, oh, Veronica over there, she got the hottest guy in the class. She's Sigma.
She's Sigma.
She pulled the hottest guy in the class. Sigma.
Mm.
That's a Sigma move.
Would you say something about a popular item?
Or she's Sigma.
Like something that's trending, like I don't know, shoe, whatever.
I'm sure.
Like,
I'm sure. Those,
that New Balance, that's Sigma.
That's Sigma, top tier.
Okay, interesting.
Again, we could be wrong, but I know the definitions are correct. Okay, what would the definition be if we had our way? Let's see, Sigma.
I feel like that's kind of what I imagined, because like when you use those words, like, oh, that's alpha, or like, she's an alpha, like
beta.
Yeah, like
Sigma.
Elite. Yeah, yeah.
It's like funny because, like, okay, if the word didn't mean what it meant, Sigma to me means like Sigma could mean, if it didn't mean what it meant, like she needs a clue, like signal. She's not getting the signal.
Like
Sigma.
Like
poor girl.
Yeah.
She's lacking a little Sigma. Bit of Sigma. I don't know.
This is kind of random. Well, it kind of makes me think about, you know that movie Xenon?
Yeah.
Zetus Lapidus. Like,
zoom, zoom, zoom.
Sigma reminds me of, like, Xenon lingo.
Okay. I feel like...
Hey, we should make that a thing. Xenon, what was that thing she said? Zetus Lapidus?
Zetus Lapidus.
We should bring that back and make that a thing. Yeah.
yes. What? What a time. Those movies were great.
Disney Channel original movies. Yes. D-Kong.
D-Kong.
We'll get into our childhood stuff. Camp Rock. That's up there. D-Kong.
Okay. Yes, D-Kongs. Okay. Last one.
Okay.
Mewing. I feel like just saying it this way.
I'm dying because Levi's been going like, meow. Levi's been doing that.
Levi's her son. Her son.
And then he would just be like, meow, meow.
Well, you can meow
Levi's
back.
Levi's been mewing.
You can meow back.
Unless it's an inappropriate term.
No.
I'm dead. Mewing.
Mewing. Mewing. Mewing.
Mewing? Like being cute?
Oh, that's a really good guess. I can see that with this
Yeah,
word.
Like she... Or like acting cute?
Oh.
I don't know.
That's a really good guess.
I mean, the way you say it like that makes me feel like...
Mewing.
Yeah. That or like being flirtatious.
Wow. I like your definition better.
Why? What's the definition?
It means work on your jawline.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Apparently Mew means that, but like, I didn't know.
No, because that's an actual thing to do, to work on your jawline.
What do you mean?
So like it's basically, I've heard of this. So you mew inside your mouth. And then that exercises the muscle right here to suck in your jawline.
Like, wait, how do you mew? Wait, I'm confused. What is mewing?
I think like you close your mouth and you.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Do you see? I don't think it's gonna work for me, but I think you like. Do you see that? Like,
yeah, but what are you doing?
So you go like.
Wait, I don't. How do you do that?
I don't
motion?
Know. Like.
Like, I'm trying. I don't think anything's mewing.
I don't think I say mew, though. Like,
oh. I'm confused.
You say it inside your mouth. Like, trying to say that sound, but you don't say it. So you kind of, like, are pulling up.
I'm really trying. It's not computing in my head.
Oh, I'm dead. No, that's, like, a thing, though, I heard.
Is it working? Am I doing it?
No,
I don't get it.
I don't know how to describe it, but you're kind of like pulling up and swallowing. Like, I don't know. It's you're flexing muscles inside there, though, to like pull your jaw up.
Guys, I'm really trying, and like, it's like whistling. I don't understand.
That's
it.
That's a slang.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like whistling. I don't know how to do this.
But then, how would you use that in a sentence?
I don't know. Like, I feel like oh, like she cannot let herself go, like
she's not mewing,
she has to mew.
Oh, like, she should be mewing
or something. Oh,
interesting. Yeah. Well, that's kind of a toxic little slang.
I know, because
it's talking about body image.
Exactly. Kids are having this. It's crazy.
Hey, if you don't have a snatched jawline,
that's
it's
fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's okay,
but it is your body.
Yeah,
so like,
if you
know,
want
choice
to,
is choice,
you know. Yeah, do that. Go ahead. That's hilarious, though. I will show you videos of mewing later.
Okay, because obviously, guys, it's not competing. But I hope you learned something.
That is, I'm so dead. That was so funny.
That's internet right there for you. That's the internet.
Wow.
And say yours one more time, the toilet one.
Skibbity toilet.
And what does it mean again? I already forgot.
I don't even know. It said like cool or bad, depending on context.
Oh.
But then it's like,
we'll have to research
that. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm still lost.
But then we made it our own thing by saying skibbity doo dah
to the bathroom. I really think like that makes a lot of sense. Like, Urban Dictionary, if you need help, call me. Because yeah. I love, you know, those people who like make names for like makeup, like mm-hmm. items mm-hmm. or anything, or like Crayola crayons.
Yeah.
Like whoever names those.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be a fun job.
Yeah, that would.
Like,
you would be good at that.
Yeah. For Urban Dictionary. Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah. Like, yeah, like yeah, the car thing is so good. I honestly think it's better.
We should create our own crayon line.
Yeah.
Of yes, the and terms. You create the names. That mm-hmm. would be fun. Mm-hmm. Oh my mm-hmm. god!
Future merch.
Ooh,
not yes. crayons, but
yeah, okay. yeah.
All right.
Oh my gosh,
that was fun.
I mean, okay, that there's slang, right? Mm-hmm. But then there's also trends that we see mm-hmm. that I find to be really fascinating because, mm-hmm. like, I feel like we grew up like I don't know, tight things, skinny jeans, and then now everything's becoming the opposite
baggy
of
jeans.
Like baggy mm-hmm. and chunky,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like chunky things are like making a comeback, like.
Mm-hmm.
Platform shoes, everything mm-hmm. has to be chunky.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. That's like the main trends that I've been seeing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've been seeing something else.
Yeah, like a lot of people are wearing those like high heeled Crocs, like or platform Crocs.
Yeah.
Apparently, like it's really comfy.
Yeah,
and cute, you know. Exhibit B.
I know
shirt.
This is me trying to like
show it up.
Show my baggy Wee. Gen Z vibe.
Shout out New Jeans. It's New Jeans yeah, type merch.
Jersey, like it's like the streetwear vibe. Mm-hmm. I feel like that Gen Z kind of
yeah. I like it.
Goes to, I feel like New Jeans is my, like bar or like kind of like, I look to them to like
for inspo.
Cause I feel like they're like the icon, Gen Z icons mm-hmm. right now. So mm-hmm. like what they pull off, I'm like, oof, I could do that.
Yeah.
Or like I'm going to try to do that to stay hip and young.
I'm one of them too. yeah. I feel like trends of past, like, always circulate in a new way
mm-hmm.
like in current times.
Yeah,
like I think a lot of the fashion, a lot of the like things like that, like mm-hmm. it always makes a resurgence.
Yeah, like some things are coming back. What are some things that you've noticed come back that you're happy to see come back mm. or you're like, ooh, no, that needs to stay in the past?
I do like some of the Y2K fashion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? It's mm-hmm. like, it's cute.
Yeah.
100%. Some of the things I feel like I can pull off, some things not.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I think I can pull these off, and like, but when people did like those Doc Martens, like people, like, depending on how they style uh-huh. it, I've still seen.
Wait,
people.
Didn't you used to own Doc Martens?
I did.
And you looked good in them.
Yeah, but it's heavy, man.
It's
heavy.
Yeah.
It's heavy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of commitment.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
I think the one thing that I saw that was like, I didn't like coming back was the tank top over the shirt. I think the way we did it though was really like not cool uh-huh. back in the, uh-huh. you know, Y2K, whatever. Uh-huh. But people bringing it back, it's like kind of cringe, but at the same time it's like I think people are making it cuter.
No.
So it's like, okay, fine, like bring it back, make it mm-hmm. cuter. But that was kind of cringe for me because I was like, oh, I hated like how I looked when I did that, because I would do that all the time, like the Abercrombie
it was a look
tank over our shirts.
Did you see that video where like you know you're a millennial when you tuck in your shirt?
Okay, that's one thing that is really hard for me to let go of, is not tucking.
Yeah.
So this, like the baggy look I like, but then it's like, I just feel like tucking just makes
like you
the outfit
slimmer.
Go. Yeah.
Like outlines your shape.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
And it makes it look just more put together, mm-hmm. I guess I would mm-hmm. say. I don't know.
Do you know about the ankle socks?
Yes,
that's so funny.
I know. I like the ankle sock look though. I think
yes. Apparently, you're a millennial if you have ankle socks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I do have ankle socks.
Same, but I do like the what is it, the high sock
mm-hmm.
look?
Mm-hmm.
I think
knee high.
Is it knee high? Not knee high, like mid.
Oh, mid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like knee high. That's
with
too
like
much.
Boots.
Yeah,
booties.
But I feel like the kind of midi, whatever it's called, socks with the sneaker look is.
I think he's cute. Yeah. I try to do that sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. That and then the hair part was hard for me too. Oh, everyone's like, oh, parting like parting in the middle is mm-hmm. the trend. But for me, I can't. Like, it's really hard for me to do that.
I'm like trying to think, like, what trends would come out?
I know. Like in the next, like, 2-3 years, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's fashion and trends, like, are so, like, fast moving.
What do you think in 2024 is a cheeky, like, trend or, like, fashion or something?
Okay, well, that's another lingo you're going to have to refresh me on again. That was on my list, actually, or, like, that was something I saw. Uh-huh. But what did that mean again?
Cheeky is, like, it's hard to explain, but it's, like...
Like, old,
it's
right?
It's just, like, old and, like, not it. Like,
we're trying to bring it back. We're trying to
or like, be cool. It's like, you know when, in Mean okay. Girls, when they're like, oh, you're trying to make fetch happen. It's like, you're trying to make something happen, but it's just, like, not it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It's not the look.
Yes, yeah, someone who's outdated, trying too hard to be trendy. Okay.
A try hard, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. You know what I think, though, is, like, can – I don't think anything can – it depends on the person and how it's done, right? Because I feel like if someone doesn't execute it well, then it's cheeky. But the same thing can be tried to be executed by another person who's iconic,
that's true.
Confident, a boss.
That's true.
And then it becomes a trend again.
That's true. You know what I mean? That's true. It depends on, like, how you style it. Yeah. Your own personal style.
Yeah. I can't think of anything right now, though, that was, like, considered – cheeky or like is cheeky right now.
What about from our past, like back in the day? I'm trying to think what else was cheeky. Like you said, like the sweater or not the sweater, the tank top over the long sleeves. I'm trying to think what did I find funny.
I mean, I think style wise a big thing was like the belts.
Yes.
Like the chunky belts that we wouldn't even like loop through our pants, but we would just use it like as an, you know, from like Charlotte Russe.
I saw people do that, but I feel like I looped mine.
Yeah, I don't know, but that was like a thing I knew. I think I looped mine too, but I think that was like a fashion statement thing that people did was like get these big like braided chunky belts and then like put it on. I don't know. Like I thought that was kind of weird.
That's true. I don't know. Like, maybe people do this still, but like if I have a baggy dress, like I will always put a belt like as my cincher.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's cheeky now or if it's still being done.
I feel like it could be. I feel like, but again, like I feel like it depends on how it's done.
Right.
And then, yeah.
Right.
Like I can imagine a really like fashion icon on YouTube who like does it well and then it's like, oh, now I want to do that. And it becomes a trend again.
Yeah. Like a current trend I like is Hailey Bieber, she was at Coachella, and she put a scarf over her hat, and now stores are selling like
what
that so that you can do that.
Really, yeah. I've never it's seen cute. That. That's hilarious. I was
like, that's a like creative.
Oh,
I don't think she created the look.
Okay,
but like she
made it iconic again whatever.
Or no, like someone, I forget who, but someone. Had that
scarf over your hat.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she wore it, and then it became a craze because, like, you know, because
she's Hailey Bieber. She's Hailey Bieber, and she looks freaking good wearing it.
Yeah.
Whereas I would look like a Korean anjuma going to H Mart.
Maybe. You never know.
I would look embarrassing if I wore this.
Apparently, her Erewhon smoothies are so popular.
Oh my!
They have to make it in the back now. And like bring it up, but fun fact.
Man, I mean, speaking of like these trends, what are nostalgic things? Like, I almost want to like talk about it because part of me wanted to be like, who has it better, Gen Z or millennial? And it's like to an extent, I feel like Gen Z. There's so many pros and cons, and we can get into that.
Each has its benefits.
Yeah, but then part of me wanted to be like, okay, well, guess what we had? Yeah. And then I wanted to, like, think of all the things that, like, made our childhood special.
Yeah.
And, like, things that Gen Z – not that Gen Z will never have it, but it's just not going to be the same, I guess.
They'll have it in a different way.
Yeah.
And I'm excited.
Like, I don't know. I made a list. And I know too. You made a list of, too. Like – just like the things that are just so nostalgic. And it's funny because I thought I would think of more material things, but I kind of started coming up with more like experience things.
Okay.
So I thought that was interesting. I don't know.
Mine is a mix of like
places, items, and things.
Okay. Mine. Okay, actually, yeah, mine's similar to that. Okay, what's the first thing on your list? Let's see if I have it on my list. Okay.
I put Abercrombie.
Oh, okay.
I think it's out of business now, but I remember, really? I feel or like it's going still, down.
Yeah, but it's something not the like same. That. Yeah,
Abercrombie and Hollister. Something about them is like shutting down. Yeah. But yeah, apparently their new fashion is really good, which I've seen a lot of cute pieces.
Yeah,
but I wrote this down because I remember when you would go to the mall, like Abercrombie and Hollister had a certain smell.
Yes,
and a certain look.
Yes.
Okay, there was like 6-pack guys.
Yes.
Out there trying to get you in. And as soon as you go in, you get a waft of cologne.
Uh-huh.
And that iconic mousse, right? Like, I remember a shirt would be like $50.
Yeah, that. For like and a pillow.
And I was like, I need that shirt. Like, you know? But I remember like, so I have a sister who's like 6 years older. And like, I wanted to fit into those clothes, but I wasn't like ready yet. Uh-huh. But then that was a cool thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, it was kind of showing like she has like, she has the funds for it.
Yeah,
you know,
it was like that's so weird. It was almost like a class thing. Like it meant you had money to shop at Abercrombie, not just like cool. Like you had money.
Exactly.
Oh my god.
It was a time.
Socioeconomics already at this young age. We were already
doing it without even knowing.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. But yes, okay, you want to hear my first one?
Yeah,
this is so random. Hometown buffet.
I've never been.
You've never been to Hometown Buffet? Yeah. Shut up.
I've never.
Oh my god, you missed out.
It's a buffet.
Yeah.
What made it iconic though?
Okay, I think it was just the vibe. It's so 90s vibe. Like the font of Hometown Buffet. You walk in and it's like the vibe. It's not your modern aesthetic type diner. It was like your 90s. I think the booths were like green.
Okay.
It was really ugly. Just like that kind of vibe.
Okay.
I don't know. It was so iconic though. I loved going to Hometown Buffet.
Is it American?
Yeah. Okay. It was like very American. Like I loved the mac and cheese. The mac and cheese was so good.
Uh-huh.
And then I would always get the mac and cheese, the mashed potatoes, and the chicken. Like the rotisserie chicken, like baked chicken wings.
So out of 10, like what was the taste?
Oh man. I mean, okay. Now with my palate, obviously I give it like a 5.
Okay.
But like to taste that again, like I would pay money to like go. It's almost like Soup Plantation.
I've never been.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
It's on my list.
We gotta go check out Soup Fresh. But I think Hometown Buffet feels even more nostalgic than Soup Plantation because it was like, I think it closed down a lot earlier and I went there a lot more younger.
Mm. It's tied to memory.
Yeah. But also they had a bee.
Mm-hmm.
Their mascot was a bee.
Mm-hmm.
No, that sounds really weird. Mm-hmm. I forgot his name, but it was like a big bee costume would come out.
Okay.
I think on like Tuesdays and just say like hi to the kids or something. But I remember being like terrified of the bee. Yeah.
Did it look scary?
I don't know, but I was young and it was like a big bee costume. So I remember being like really terrified.
I thought you were going to say like, oh, like the lines were forming out because like they wanted to get a photo.
No, it was like, it would just come out and like, yeah. Anyway, yeah. But Hometown Buffet, that was,
I'm so sad. Like, there's a lot of things I haven't tried. Like, that and Soup Plantation. Yeah. So I do want to try it.
Oh, man. We got to bring that back.
Like, apparently it's so legendary. I need to try it.
Wow.
Okay. I wrote this down because we're either going
to
have,
by the way, I need a snack.
Same. I think we're going to have some people, if people watch in the comments being like, no, I'm team this.
Okay.
NSYNC.
Like the NSYNC versus Backstreet Boys.
Yes.
You were team NSYNC.
I was. And I think I know one song from Backstreet Boys.
Oh really?
But I forget the title.
I know a good amount of both. I love Backstreet Boys, but I think I'm also team NSYNC.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
I think they have a little bit more bops. I think Backstreet Boys had bops too, but like when I think of Backstreet Boys, I think more like sad love songs.
Uh-huh.
And then NSYNC, I think of more like bops.
Yeah.
Like pop, like kind of upbeat music.
Justin Timberlake had his thing.
Yeah, JT.
Did you ever watch Model Behavior? It's a Disney movie that he was in.
Yes.
It was so good.
Yes, I remember that. Oh my god.
He was a heartthrob with his ramen hair.
Yeah,
I meant the ramen hair.
Oh my god, I remember that movie. Yeah.
It was good.
That was good.
Another.
Uh-huh.
another thing about,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
when you have unrealistic expectations.
Oh my God, I know. That makes me think about, and I didn't write it on here, but like MP3 players. Yeah.
Like the first iPod.
Uh-huh. Or like those little, I forgot what it was, but there was like these little like CD players where you have these tiny discs that they made specifically for that little like player. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what it is. I never had
it. Okay, same. Yeah. I didn't have it's it like either. A
little rectangle.
Yeah. And then you like, it was like everyone had the NSYNC one. Britney Spears was like that era of
and
like,
it was just like that one of just that musician.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh, that's good times.
It's something called clips. Something clips.
Yes.
We're gonna have to look back.
Okay. Yeah, but I didn't own one either. I think. Okay. I think I was jealous of people who did.
Look, I'm tearing up because I'm so emotional at all the memories. Okay.
Okay, that was fun. Okay, do you remember Art Masters and Chess Masters?
No,
you didn't have that. So they still have something like that right now. Like I think they still have Chess Masters. Okay. It was like a program at school where like people would come. So Art Masters, like someone would come to the school and do like an art program with the students, and we would do like Van Gogh. We learned about that day, and so we would like do like a Van Gogh style inspired art. And then chess masters, they would come and teach us how to play chess, and we would do like tournaments and stuff.
What the heck?
I think they still have that now. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's not the same. I don't think it's incorporated into the schools as much as it was back when I was growing up. But I'm surprised you haven't heard of that because I'm thinking of the times when I was in Cerritos, and I'm pretty sure you were in Cerritos too.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Shout out Cerritos.
Yes. Hello. But yeah.
No, I don't remember.
Oh, okay. That's like a nostalgic to my childhood.
Okay. Maybe I wasn't academic back
then. We did a chess tournament, and I think we got like second place at the time.
Woo! Hey, brains and beauty.
What's your next one?
Wait, so sorry. I want to go back to NSYNC real quick. Mm-hmm. Who was your bias?
I don't think I had one, to be honest.
I just have a fun little story about it before I get into my next one. Dude. Okay, everyone, like, yes, Justin Timberlake, yes, you know? But I, like, liked Lance Bass.
Okay.
And I was like, you know, and then he like, wanted to go to space one time.
Okay.
Like, I heard it on the radio. And then he came out.
Soon,
like, at some point. And I was like, oh, like, my, like, gaydar is off, you know? Because I'm like, he's attractive.
Yeah.
And they're always taken. So I was like, damn.
I had a crush on Lance Bass. Okay, did you ever watch the movie On the Line?
Yes! With Britney Spears.
No, it was with Lance Bass and Joey Fatone was in it too. No, I don't think it was Britney Spears.
I think Crossroads.
Yeah.
Okay. No, On the Line. Yes, I did watch it in theater. I think
And I think I like had a crush on Lance Bass because that movie too.
Yeah. I forget the plot, but yes, online. Oh, yeah, you're right. We need to listen to that song.
I know.
Because,
we gotta go back.
That's unlocking a memory that I almost forgot.
Oh my gosh.
On the line this time. And it was just them two.
Yeah.
Hmm. What a time. Okay, my next one. Live Strong bracelets, the yellow ones.
Oh my God.
I feel like I had a chokehold on people.
Yes. Okay. Like, the yellow ones, right? Yeah. What did that even represent?
To live strong.
But was, I feel like, oh my God, my stomach is growling so much.
Okay. You're growling, I'm tearing up.
I know. I don't know. Was that related to like cancer?
I think so.
Right?
Something.
Or something like that. It wasn't just to live strong. It was related to some sort of like, not like, you know how like there's like the pink stuff for breast cancer?
Yeah.
But Live Strong was for like something. But I don't even remember. We just...
like an organ or something like that. Yeah. But I remember like...
everyone wore
people
those.
People wore those yellow bracelets like with pride.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, hey.
That's so funny. That's I completely forgot about those.
Yeah, I was driving over here and I just remembered that. I had to write it down.
Oh my gosh. Okay. What about this one? Blockbuster video. Did you go to Blockbuster?
I think like once or twice.
Okay, there was Blockbuster, and then there was also the Korean video store. Mm-hmm. That feels a little bit even more nostalgic for me. Because there was like Blockbuster video, and then But back in the day, Korean dramas, there was no Netflix, no Viki. We had to go to a physical video store and rent like two videos at a time for these 16 episode long K-dramas. And that's how we would watch these dramas. That's crazy,
because each of those tapes would have an hour on
them.
And I think it went from that to like Redbox to like Netflix.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Netflix video to Netflix
to
digital.
To streaming.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
What a time
loop. I know, truly.
Okay. This one is funny for me. Game Boy. / Game Boy Advance.
I was always really jealous of people who had Game Boys. I didn't have one. Did you have one?
I had both.
Wait, was Game Boy Advance the more the sideways one?
Yeah. And it was like I think it was like a flex too back in the day. Because I remember like during the summer, like when we would do summer school, like basically where I remember I have memories of like it would be summer school, but like you could swim and then like you just watch movies and then you play games with other kids. And like the things I would ask for all the time was like, oh, I want a new game. I had a whole pouch of games. I had like 25 games.
What was your favorite game? Do you remember?
Oh, the Mario stuff was really good. And I'm pretty sure I got some with like celebrity, like like what's her name, like Sabrina, like you know the show Sabrina the Teenage Witch. I think there was a game. I had some things like that. But so I remember like when Game Boy came out, you're like, oh yeah, do you have a Game Boy? And then when Game Boy Advance came out, they're like, oh, you have a Game Boy Advance? Like it was like, what color? Like it was like a big thing. And a couple years ago, like maybe like 10 I had the Game Boy, Game Boy Advance, and the 25 games I had still, right? Because I was like, you know, like guap. Down the line, guap. Yeah, it was a lot of guap, okay? Because I was like, down the line, like, it's going to be worth something, right? So I had it stashed away. And then my parents, like, did some, like, cleaning, like, spring cleaning or whatever. And I'm like, where is this? Where is my game? You know? And she's like, oh, like, I just threw it away in the trash, like, with all the other things, because we were trying to, like, simplify, you know? And then I was like, do you know how much money that is? But also, not money that I spent, that you spent, that I could have profited.
That you could have got your money back.
And more. But yeah, I remember I had the purple Game Boy and, like, a light blue Game Boy Advance.
That's crazy. That would have been the time. That would be a vintage artifact at this time.
Literally.
Yeah.
And I'm sure all the games would have still worked.
Yeah.
But you don't understand. I was devastated. Okay. I was literally thinking like the profit that could have been.
Yeah.
The memories.
Truly.
And like she just threw it out.
I know.
Like I was like,
how not could even that? Donated. It no, just literally. Tossed it out.
Like she didn't understand the value of the legendary games.
That's crazy.
Like the game controls and all that.
Wow.
But it was a time. It was a time.
Wow. All right, ready?
Yes.
Electronic dictionaries.
Electronic dictionaries.
Did you ever have one of those?
No.
Okay. Electronic dictionaries were revolutionary at the time because we were still using paper dictionaries at one point.
Yes.
And then electronic dictionaries came out when I was in like fourth grade.
Okay.
And we would use that to pass notes to each other in class. Did you ever do that?
No.
Oh my God. Okay. Wait, so the electronic dictionaries were these little like imagine like a little laptop, but it was like puny, right? It's like literally this small. It had like a flap. Okay. You open it and then it's like a little
thing. My grandpa had one.
Okay. But then it had like a mini screen because you can type in the word and you look it up and then like the definition will pop up.
Okay.
Okay. We were allowed to have those in class because that was our dictionary, but that became our form of note passing. Like, you know how we would pass notes with paper, pen
what
and paper?
Grade is this?
This was like in fourth grade. I remember.
So like you guys became digital so quickly.
Kind of. Oh. Yeah. But it was like only so much. Like literally like no emojis, nothing. It was just like, hey. Passes to the person next to you.
Okay,
hey.
So would they but see?
We would have to pass the physical dictionary, though, to each other. It wasn't sent to anyone digitally. Yeah. It was like, I would have to write, like, hey, like.
How many words could fit?
I think it was, I mean, because it, like, definitions would have to pop up. Mm-hmm. So it was like, I think the screen was like this, like think of a calculator screen. Mm-hmm. And then I think you could scroll. If the definitions were long, you could scroll on the screen.
But the teacher didn't catch you guys?
Not really. Because we were like pretending we were looking up a word, and then I would be like, and then.
But
like,
isn't a paper easier?
And more surface area? Maybe, but it's so easy to clear it too. Oh. And like erase the evidence.
Like if she came to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh. So what was the spice?
And because there was like the lid, there was like the cover.
Oh.
So you could easily just close it.
What's the spiciest message?
I don't know, but I think I did use it to talk to a guy that I liked. I had a
did
crush.
It go anywhere?
I don't think so. It was just kind of like, hey. Mm. Like,
hey. Hey. You look nice today.
Super innocent, yeah. Flirting, yeah. In fourth Dude, grade.
I'm missing a lot of these. I know. What the heck?
That's interesting.
I missed my chance to pass notes with a freaking device. Okay, I wrote CD mixtapes. So, you know, when you had to like burn it and then like people would write on it? Like, here's yours, like, Usher playlist.
That was, like, our way of gifting each other.
Yeah, and then you write a little note.
Yeah. Do you remember LimeWire?
Yes.
That's what we used, right? To make the CDs?
We were very, like, digitally savvy, okay?
We had to go through loops and figure out ways to
download before iPod, the first generation.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What a throwback. That, and it's so romantic if you think about it, like, making someone a mixtape.
It never happened for me, but I remember. I remember, like, guys would like gift their girls, like,
yeah,
hey, Happy Valentine's.
Yeah, yeah,
here
yeah.
All the love songs that remind me of you. With a little, I'm like, oh,
we don't get that anymore. Get that. Like, that's so cute.
That level of effort. Where to go? Where to go?
I know. Mixtapes. That's that's cute. Okay, ready for this one? Zynga.
I wrote that. That's my last one. That's my last one. Zynga and MySpace.
Yes, Zynga and MySpace. Mm-hmm. I had to throw in Zynga because I was like, y'all, everyone in their little coding boot camps.
Dude, literally.
We were coding before.
Dude, literally like changing HTML. The color of our pages, you know, adding a music
forward slash under space.
Literally. And like when I tried to do a boot camp, like, a couple years back, like I couldn't so I don't even know how I did that.
I know, I literally don't know. We were like straight up making like backgrounds, mm-hmm. We were adding music,
banner
I made stars fall on my Zynga page.
Wow,
dude, I made stars fall, I remember. And I changed my cursor.
Okay.
You could customize your cursor
to what, a heart or like
anything. Wow. Like I think there was different sites where you could go to look up the customizations, mm-hmm. And you can copy paste the HTML.
Yeah,
but then like I also learned how to like actually manually input like, mm-hmm. The different codes, mm-hmm. To like change my font, mm-hmm. To make things bigger, mm-hmm. Like it was crazy.
I do feel like coders nowadays, and excuse me, I'm still crying, but coders nowadays also like copy and paste stuff. So yeah, you were kind of a coder.
Yeah,
like
I was legit. Coding. I legit was coding when I made my Zynga page.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Crazy. I wrote this down because it reminds me it reminds me like when you would hack your friends' pages,
yeah,
and write like a sentimental note or like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, Irene, like, oh, like
I forgot
I'm just,
about
I'm
that.
Just hacking in here,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, but you specifically
or we would put hacked by, mm-hmm. Blah blah. And that was.
But
such
you specifically
a, like,
asked the friend, yes, can you hack my page?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I think it was like such a flex, kind of like a friendship flex.
Like, look, see how awesome
like,
I am.
Oh, I got hacked. Yeah. Like, ha ha ha. But like, it was like kind of a flex of like that you had friends and that you like,
or like. Or, like, look at how awesome I sound because of, like, the way my friends, like, talk about
oh
me.
Oh, my God. Can you hack my page? I forgot about that.
I remember that was, like, a big, like,
yeah.
It was a commitment.
Oh, my gosh.
Because then you had to craft your own little message.
And then we move on to MySpace where you had the, what, top six?
Yes.
Top eight?
Oh,
that
my gosh.
That was drama.
That was.
That people will never know about. It was, like.
It's like, why were they two?
Yeah, so in the beginning it was top eight, mm-hmm. Right? And then I think the
top six
development was that you could change it to, mm-hmm. Anything because it was standard. I think was like top eight.
Uh-huh.
I think it had to be a top eight, and then I think when they like you were able to upgrade, mm-hmm. You were able to change it to even like top one, top two, top four.
Oh yeah, you could.
You were able like, to customize your top.
I remember that.
I remember it used to be just top eight. I think. Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I think so.
But that That was drama.
That was.
I remember. I would always be refreshing my page, checking other people's page and refreshing.
Like, why did I get demoted?
Yeah.
Like, what happened?
No, really?
Like, are you mad at me?
Yeah. Like, that's literally your modern day bridesmaid situation. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. why am I not your maid of honor?
Right,
like,
right.
Why am I, which part of the line of your bridal party mm-hmm. am I?
What was worse is like, why'd you kick me off?
I know.
And it was like a big drama. Yeah. Like we had a big fight.
Yeah.
And
like, she kicked me off her top eight. Mm-hmm. I'm not on her top eight right now.
Yeah. Like, we're not talking at the moment. So, but then once you patch up,
yeah,
like, you're back.
You're back. But you're like kind of number
it's four. Like, oh, we're good now. Yeah. So, like, we each put each other back.
Oh, my God. That's
it was a time.
Crazy time.
Oh, my God. I remember I would, like, put so much effort in my music playlist.
Mm.
Like, I would want to find people that, like, were underground artists. And, like, curate this like amazing like you couldn't find them
yeah that was like your way of showing how cool you were
like when people would compliment your playlist you're like oh yeah
yeah
like you didn't know this girl like oh yeah like, I listened to her
oh my god okay here's my last one
okay
ready fancy box morning glory
yes
stationary
yeah
stationary organizers mm-hmm. do you remember the organizers mm-hmm. from fancy box did you ever have an organizer This is probably really specific to all my Asian girls out there. We would have these organizers
mm-hmm.
and we would literally like, because there were different kinds of pages you could get for the organizers mm-hmm. and we would trade.
Uh-huh.
We would trade the organizer pages.
Oh, no.
That was like a thing. You don't remember? You never did that?
No.
Girl.
Was I born in the past or no?
Okay, but that and the jelly roll pens. The jelly roll pens.
Yeah, the stationery there was pretty.
Yeah.
And also that was a money flux too.
Uh-huh.
Like it was bougie.
Yeah. It was bougie. I think it was like, what, $3 per pen? And mm-hmm. people would have like huge bundles of those and I'd be like super jealous.
And the little baggie was so cute.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, the pencil box.
I had my morning glory like shopping.
Yeah. And there was like the little blue bear. Mm-hmm. The iconic blue bear, right? Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
I think I still have some of the stationery.
Yeah.
Because you know, you just stash it away.
Yeah.
I think I still have some.
Oh man, gotta go back to that.
It was a time. I didn't write this down, but it just reminded me as you said that. Q, like the photo shoot places. Oh my gosh.
Okay, I also wrote ImageX.
Okay. Oh, ImageX.
Yes.
I think it's good.
ImageX is actually so specific though to like Cerritos,
mm-hmm.
Orange County
mm-hmm.
thing. I don't know if everyone will know.
Right.
ImageX was so iconic though mm-hmm. to our childhood. It was like where you would go to take
pictures.
Specifically for prom. For dances, mm-hmm. but also like when with we were friends. Really young, we would just go with our friends
yeah.
and we would like wear matching clothes, have a matching aesthetic.
It was a whole thing.
Yeah. And then Q was really fun too.
Yeah.
That was the little mini sticker booths, mm-hmm. right? Oh, mm-hmm. that was fun.
It was like an
iconic thing to do. Like, hey, what are we going to hang out? Let's go get boiling crab and then go to Q.
It was a full activity.
Yeah.
What a time. What a simple times.
Cheers to the simple times.
Cheers.
Oh, man. Okay, to the Gen Z who saw this, forgive us for the first 30 minutes mm-hmm. of this episode. Mm-hmm. If we totally butchered every single thing,
mm-hmm.
please don't come for us.
Yeah, we're just trying out here.
We're just trying out here. We're just
and me, the later half, just tearing up at like how oh, no. all the memories. It's just making me emotional, I guess.
We'll get you some eye drops,
thank
girl.
Thank you. But it was so fun.
I know.
We're going to
have to do some fact checking though. Hopefully.
Yeah. In the guap. Yeah.
All right. Till next time.
Bye.